U.S.-Philippine naval cooperation includes unmanned surveillance of waters under dispute with China, Philippine Navy Lieutenant Rommel Rodriguez.
The unmanned aerial vehicle will be a very, very important tool in our operations in safeguarding the entire maritime territory.
China is especially concerned about Philippine plans to upgrade the former U.S. naval base at Subic Bay, just 240 kilometers from a disputed shoal that China's controlled since 2012. China's Communist Party newspaper says a counterstrike against the Philippines is inevitable if Manila continues what Beijing calls unscrupulous tricks. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying.
China urges the Philippines and regional countries to meet one another halfway, make joint efforts to maintain mutual trust between countries, make positive efforts toward regional peace and security, and play a constructive role.
Washington says it's not taking sides in the South China Sea and wants to help resolve the disputes peacefully as part of its refocusing on Asia. U.S. Rear Admiral Thomas Carney.
It's certainly part of the rebalance that the U.S. is looking to reinforce, not only militarily but economically and politically with Asia.
A more active U.S. Navy with a visiting forces agreement in the Philippines is an important check on China, says University of the Philippines Professor Clarita Carlos.
And given all the provocations of China in, you know, trying to get for herself all those islands, reefs, etc., and other features in the South China Sea, I think this is one way of telegraphing to her that, you know, we also have the capability if we want to. Of course, supported by the United States of America.
But a more aggressive Philippines may make China even less willing to compromise, says American University professor Pei Kun Heng.
It's going to make it even more difficult. You know, it's going to just harden the Chinese position about working with ASEAN.
Heng expects this year's ASEAN ministerial in Brunei to be far different from last year's meeting in Cambodia, where China helped scuttle a code of conduct for the South China Sea.
Secretary Kerry has this, you know, has got an ASEAN that's more cohesive, and although China divided ASEAN, you know, in the last the foreign ministry's meeting.
Foreign ministers at this meeting are also expected to discuss the war in Syria, as well as a U.S. surveillance program leaked by former intelligence analyst Edward Snowden. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Bandar Seri Begawan, Brunei.